One of the absolutely most important things that a baby needs to be able to develop is human touch, is a tender, sensitive, caring human touch, hopefully from its parents or from others. In fact, scientists and psychologists say that for a baby, the safety and security and love that the baby gets from being held, from being touched and embraced is in some ways even more important to the future of this baby's life than even the food that it will eat and the air that it will breathe. Then when the child gets older, and it's not necessarily necessary, especially when the kids are teenagers and stuff, to hold them all the time, even though human touch is always important and a hug and a kiss is always important. But then for children at that age, the connection that they need and the oxygen for their soul is attention. When they get paid attention to, when their parents or the people that support them or their guides give them attention, listen to what they're saying, care about what they're saying, talk to them, enjoy talking to them, because attention becomes for the older children what being held is for a baby. And the truth is, even when we get older and we're adults, there are few things that we crave more in the deepest parts of who we are, like attention. Going back to from when we were babies, when we needed the physical being held and being touched, getting someone to pay attention to us, to make us feel like we really matter, is what we crave in the deepest way. To be held metaphorically by having attention paid to us. Or in the great words of Mary Oliver, this is the first, the wildest, and the wisest thing I know, that the soul exists and is built entirely out of attentiveness. This is the first, the wildest, and the wisest thing I know, that the soul exists and is built entirely out of attentiveness. Our souls exist and get built by attentiveness, by people paying attention to us, by another person caring about me enough that they're willing to pay attention to me completely, to see me, to listen to me more than anything else. That's what our souls need to exist and to be built up. There are few favors you could do for a person as meaningful as giving them your attention, as listening to them when they need to be heard, seeing them when they need to be seen, even if sometimes they themselves don't even know that they need that attention. Attention, giving attention to a person is cradling the baby that is within that person. A normal, healthy human being can't survive without attention from someone else. And I've always understood that that's the deeper meaning of one of the most beautiful and moving scenes in all of world literature. You might remember from Les Miserables, if you read the book, or if you might have seen it somewhere, that even after Jean Valjean is let out of jail, prisoner 24601 is let out of jail, and he then goes to the bishop's house, the priest, and this priest is really good to him and feeds him, etc. And yet Jean Valjean still steals all the silverware that belonged to the priest. Because although he was let out of jail after so many years, he still had that stain in his soul where he was still stealing. And he stole the silverware of the priest. And then the next morning, the police bring him back to the bishop and say, we found a thief and he has all your silver in his bag. He stole it from you. We brought him back to you. And the bishop responds, stole? I gave it to him. And then the priest goes over to the mantle and takes two candlesticks, silver candlesticks, and says, you forgot to take these. I gave them to you as well. And then he whispers in Jean Valjean's ears, my brother, you no longer belong to evil, but to good. It is your soul that I buy from you. I withdraw it from black thoughts and the spirit of perdition, and I give it to God. Or the way it's put in the song, God has brought you out of darkness. I have bought your soul for God. And of course, the simple explanation of this scene is that he's giving him these silver candlesticks, which is buying his soul for God. But there's a much deeper idea over here, because after this, Jean Valjean becomes a tzaddik, becomes a righteous person, full of self-sacrifice and caring for others, etc. But I believe that the deeper meaning of the story, it's not that he gave him the candlesticks. It's the loving attention. It's really that this bishop saw Jean Valjean, saw him, gave him the attention he needed to see the beauty within him and to see the plight that Jean Valjean was in, that he was forced to steal. He completely understood what he was going through. The priest didn't judge him badly for these negative traits that Jean Valjean had, but rather saw him for who he really is in the deepest way. And we all yearn for that, to get those silver candlesticks to be seen. That even though we have very often negative things going inside of us, or we do negative things, but we need those silver candlesticks to give us the attention to hold our souls, to build our souls. Just like Jean Valjean was completely transformed by the loving attention, by being held by this bishop, we also become built and more developed when we're given attention, when we're given these silver candlesticks, when somebody really sees us for who we are. And that, I believe, is the secret of the Hanukkah candles. The Hanukkah candles is Hashem giving us the silver candlesticks. You see, as Rav Soloveitchik points out, that the Rambam Maimonides, when he speaks about the Hanukkah candles, he writes that it's a mitzvah chavivehi ad ma'oid. It's a very, very beloved mitzvah. And Rav Soloveitchik asks, what makes it so beloved? Seemingly there are other mitzvahs we do to remember miracles that Hashem did, whether it's on Pesach or on Purim. What makes the Hanukkah candle so beloved? So the Rav explains, because just like in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says that the candles in the temple were Eidus Shashchina Sher B'Yisrael. They were testimony that the Shechina is among the Jewish people. Hanukkah candles is even more beloved, because what the Hanukkah candles are saying is that when we went out to exile, Hashem comes with us. He's still giving us attention. He's still showing us that we're beloved. The time of the Hanukkah miracles, when there was no longer prophecy by the Jewish people, and we might have thought that God's presence isn't among us anymore, and He's not giving us as much attention, and especially after we quote-unquote stole like Jean Valjean, like we were not acting the way supposed to, that the extent that the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, was destroyed. So we might have thought that we should go to jail, that we're bad, that we're nasty, that we don't deserve anymore, that God's presence should be among us and He should give us attention. But then Hashem gives us those silver candlesticks. He gives us the Hanukkah candles and says, Kindlech, my children, no matter where you go, I'm going to come with you and I'll still give you the same attention. If you can't be in the Beis HaMikdash, bring the Beis HaMikdash to you. If you can't have the menorah in Jerusalem, bring Jerusalem into your own house and you'll know that I'm still there with you. That's what the Rambam's saying. It's such a beloved mitzvah. It's the mitzvah that shows more than any other that no matter where we are, Hashem is still holding us, giving us attention, loving and caring for us, just like His little babies that we are. For in the deepest way, the reason that a human being needs attention to thrive, the reason it's like that in the physical world between human beings, is because essentially our whole existence is like that from God. It stems from the fact that our whole being, our whole functioning and existence is God paying attention to us, knowing us, resting His presence among us. That's the Hanukkah candles. May we feel it in the deepest way and thereby allow our souls to truly be built.